All right, let's get the credentials out of the way right at the top. He's a super string theorist, a theoretical physicist, and professor at the University of Amsterdam. Eric Verlinde, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this paper that you wrote about gravity, you weren't trying to concoct an explanation for why Spain won the World Cup, were you?
No, that was not what I aimed to do, no.
Absolutely.
The Dutch lost there.
The Dutch just lost. It was simple as that. But your theory on gravity is not so simple. Explain, first of all, why you're in the middle of some controversy for suggesting that gravity is not a force of nature at all. It's something fundamentally different. It doesn't behave like magnetism for a perfectly good reason. It's not like magnetism at all.
Well, yeah, you're right that it's not like magnetism, but nowadays people usually think about gravity as one of the four fundamental forces together with electromagnetism and other nuclear forces. But that means that one usually assumes that gravity cannot be derived from anything else. My paper tries to show that we can understand gravity and where it comes from without assuming that it's there. I mean, there must be an underlying reason why things fall. And this can be explained without, assuming the force itself, but, showing it that it arises from different underlying principles.
It's certainly the case that a lot of theoretical breakthroughs in science have come when scientists have had the courage, I guess it's fair to say, or the insight to get rid of underlying assumptions and step back and maybe describe the problem in a fundamentally new way. Richard Feynman did that with quantum mechanics. Is that what you're doing here?
I have a feeling, indeed, that I try to really approach things in a different way, and also my paper tries to sort of explain why we have to look at things differently. So it's more a paper which tries to argue this using very simple and straightforward arguments without going into very complicated mathematics. I mean, most of what we do in physics nowadays is based on many equations, but also the starting points are clear. I'm trying to change the starting points. That's correct.
All right. The paper that you describe is called On the Origin of Gravity and the Laws of Newton, and you really do come into some fairly fundamental conflict with Isaac Newton, but others have in the past. Einstein certainly disputed Newton on some issues of how the force of gravity works. Is there a way to concisely explain what it is that's going on when we stick to the Earth, when, I drop this pen and it actually lands? And you're not floating around there in Amsterdam right now, are you?
No, that's right. I mean, certainly things fall. In that sense, gravity is real, but it's just whether we want to describe, what is its origin? Where does it come from? And Einstein and Newton, they described gravity. They assumed it was there. But in the last decades, we've learned that gravity, slowly sort of is unraveling itself in the sense we have been able to relate it to information. And what I do in my paper sort of turn things around. I say, let's start from information. And if you know how information behaves, and particularly the amount of information when bodies are moved, I mean, with respect to each other, so material objects, then if that information, amount of information changes, then there can be a force. And that force takes then the form of gravity. That's basically what I show in my paper.
All right, let's get into this information idea. So the other force at work here, or the dynamic that's causing this objects to fall phenomenon, you say is thermodynamics, in that there's a law in thermodynamics which says basically things go from a state of organization to disorganization, and that somehow thermodynamics is basically an explanation for why things fall. That if I'm alive, I'm resisting the force of gravity because I'm more organized, right? But if I just sort of die, I fall back to Earth, and that's where the universe wants to go. It wants to fall back into a state of disorganization, and that's what gravity is. Am I talking to you, or do I sound like a raving lunatic?
No, actually, you're doing a very good job in explaining the idea, actually. I mean, in that sense, I think you grasp quite a bit of it. It's true that the point is that things fall because that's where they have more information, more possibilities, and need more, disorder. And nature generally strives to have things in more disorder. I mean, it's like when your hair is nicely combed and then you just have the wind blow and it goes in all directions. I mean, those kind of things happen also at the microscopic level. When you think about the information associated with objects, then it tries to sort of maximize itself, and that's why things fall.
So, Eric, this is kind of a problem for the people that spent all that money on the super collider, right? I mean, is there any experiment that can prove your theory here if you turn out to be right?
Well, yes, I think eventually, yes. But this is just, first of all, first idea. I'm trying to indeed view things differently, so more work is needed to sort of get this into a full developed theory. But I'm hopeful that there will be places where we can test this. And I don't think, by the way, in super colliders, I think more about cosmology. I mean, gravity is also used in describing how the universe expands and how it evolves. And there are big problems, puzzles there, like things called dark energy and dark matter. And I hope that this way of thinking about gravity will illuminate those puzzles and what these things actually are that we don't see, but we know that they're there because we measure that gravity sort of is influenced by them. So changing the way we think about gravity will also change the way we think about our universe, I mean, the cosmos and the Big Bang and things like that.
And
this is where I hope the predictions will be.
So the super collider isn't a complete waste of time. It's just focused on different problems.
That's right. It's a totally, I mean, that's directed towards sort of the most tiny structure of matter.
Right.
And this is where gravity generally doesn't play in a very important role. I mean, these are the other forces that will be tested with those experiments. And just as important, I mean, there are many things that we can learn from
all
those
right experiments.
Well,
Eric Verlinde, I have to say it's been very pleasant talking to you, and I had no idea how well this would go, but I actually find myself understanding your paper really quite well. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Verlinde, theoretical physicist, professor at the University of Amsterdam, says gravity doesn't exist because we're thinking about the universe in the wrong way. Well, isn't that the case?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.